Hello, you are listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories for today. The ongoing rift with the government is set to play out at the RBI's crucial board meeting today, with the Finance Ministry nominees and some independent directors expected to take on Governor Urjit Patel and his team over issues ranging from MSME credit to the central bank's reserves, though both sides are in favour of reaching a common ground. While there have been reports and demands from some quarters for the governor to step down, sources said Patel is unlikely to yield under pressure and will rather mount a strong defence of the central bank's policies regarding stringent NPA recognition norms, as well as measures taken to ease credit supply to MSMEs. Impressed by Air India's services, cine star Shah Rukh Khan on Sunday said unofficially and unabashedly he wants to declare himself as the ambassador of the national carrier. Responding to the star's appreciation, Air India said it is humbled when King Khan is the brand ambassador for Maharaja. Shah Rukh Khan took an Air India flight from New York to Mumbai. He landed in Mumbai on Sunday, according to an airline official. Unofficially and unabashedly, I want to declare myself the ambassador of Air India, Khan said in a tweet. Thank you to the ground staff and the wonderful pilots for a hospitable, warm and beautiful journey, he said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting with top industrialists and policymakers today to brainstorm on measures required to realize his vision of India breaking into the top 50 in the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index, sources said. The meeting, Reflections on Ease of Doing Business, is being organized by the Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion as the government gears up for India's ranking to leapfrog on the Doing Business Index next year and boost the country's investment attractiveness. While a debate is going on whether the RBI should do more to ease credit to MSMEs, banking officials said the central bank had provided special training to nearly 11,000 officers at various commercial banks on lending to micro, small and medium enterprises. This training has been provided to officers working at nearly 3,000 bank branches, covering all districts in India through more than 2,000 special workshops in the last 3 years. As SBI's one-stop solution platform YONO for the online access of all banking services has suspended digital account opening through Aadhaar following the Supreme Court's order, the bank has sought clarity from the RBI for an alternative solution. The Supreme Court order on September 26 said it was not mandatory to link the 12-digit unique identification number Aadhaar for opening or availing banking services, among others. Since then, the State Bank of India has disabled the facility of opening paperless bank account through You Only Need One YONO temporarily. Customers are required to visit a branch to open an account. Severely admonishing the RBI and the PMO, the Central Information Commission has again directed them to disclose the list of willful defaulters and Raghuram Rajan's letter on bad loans. In an exhaustive 66-page order, the panel pulled up the Prime Minister's office for not complying with its directive to disclose the letter from former RBI Governor Rajan on bad loans. The aftermath of the US-China trade war would lead to deeper trade ties between India and the US. In his speech on October 4th, outlining the administration's policy towards China, Vice President Pence said, "To advance our vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific, we are building new and stronger bonds with nations that share our values across the region from India to Samoa." A US-China trade war undoubtedly presents opportunities for India's job-led manufacturing sector, but a conducive policy environment and synchronized US-India agenda will determine the likelihood of these opportunities. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news.